the rest of the story. Was there ever a skyscraper building project with such delays and problems on the construction site? They started work August 9 to begin with. I mean, most of your good weather is gone for the year. Then with the foundation laid and a mere three stories above ground, somebody stood back and noticed, hey, the building is tilted. Well, the chief engineer, sweating big time, called a halt to construction, investigated. They have a problem a number of places, in Chicago especially, where you can drive a croquet stake and find a water table. Builders of any substantial structure sink concrete pylons in Chicago even before looking at the plans. So the chief engineer on this particular project investigated, discovered that the site his employers had chosen was that of an ancient riverbed, that the foundation which he had laid was inadequate to support a building of that size on soft, sandy soil. All right. But now what? Well, unbelievably, the builders opted not to tear down and start over, nor even to reinforce the extant foundation, but instead they sought to compensate for the building's barely noticeable inclination by making subsequent stories slightly taller on the short side. So there followed numerous counteractive proposals, some of which were put into effect, followed by more postponements of construction and more still, and the skyscraper continued to sink and continued to slant. And finally, in 1993, engineers found themselves tying hundreds of feet of cable to hundreds of tons of counterweights and digging out huge volumes of earth from beneath the high side of the building. This is the saga 8 centuries old of La Torre Pendente, the third and final structure in a now famous Italian cathedral complex on the so-called Field of Miracles, the cathedral's bell tower, which of course the world knows as the Leaning Tower of Pisa. Begun in the summer of 1173, its creation, once interrupted for nearly 100 years in the wake of a war, progressed by fits and starts until the addition of the celebrated Galileo Belfry in the late 14th century. But the leaning was far from finished. By 1989, the tower was reclined 5.5 degrees, some 17 feet off plumb. And it was shortly thereafter that modern engineers, knowing that the tower's days were numbered, attacked its original problem with various creative countermeasures. So today, if you stand in Pisa's Field of Miracles and stare at the 192-foot structure, you may notice that it's not a perfect cylinder. Rather, it's slightly curved, in fact, banana-shaped. That's the result of the builders compensating for its tilt as the building was built. But at some point in its construction, the geniuses in charge overcompensated and the tower started leaning in the other direction. Now, if you had been watching the movement of that medieval skyscraper from its birth to the present, you would have seen it start out straight and then start tilting northward and then straighten and start tilting southward, only to tilt back to the north 15.6 inches following the most recent efforts to rescue it. That's right. The Leaning Tower of Pisa is not really a leaning tower. It's wagging. Now you know the rest of the story.